直到江弟兄跟江师母来到我们当中。
I just noticed that Brother Stephen Kong and his wife is among us today.
是啊，忽然之间，好像给我一些，好像，我想连长弟兄在我们当中，实在，我们盼望他给我们一点的交通。
I look forward to his fellowshipping with us, as he meets with us today.
但是我想江弟兄他是很客气哈。江弟兄他是很客气。
I believe Brother Stephen Kong is a very generous and hospitable person.
So 还是靠着恩典，能够照着主给我一点的感觉呢，和弟兄姊妹来交通。
So I'll be sharing with you what the Lord has given me, through His grace.
最近好像主给我一点感觉的负担，和弟兄姊妹一同来读约翰福音。
The Lord gave me a burden, to, read.Through the Gospel of John today.
因为我们知道约翰福音是在四卷福音书当中，它是最后写成的。
The Gospel of John is the last Gospel out of the four Gospels in the Bible.
因为在第一世纪末了的时候呢，教会当中开始有一些异端出来。
Because during in the fourth century, in the church age, there are already a lot of heresies that were coming to the surface.
特别关系到主耶稣的神性神格这一方面，
especially in regards to the divinity of Jesus Christ.
因为有人在怀疑主耶稣他是不是神。
There were people in those times who were who doubted the divinity of Jesus Christ.
所以神借着使徒约翰的最后写的这一卷书。
So through John, John wrote this gospel.
让教会重新再回到一个非常基本、很重要的一个真理，看看主耶稣到底他是谁。
To bring us back to the foundational truth of who Jesus Christ is.
或是说，把当时教会许多神的儿女所受困惑的一些问题，重新带到一个最基本的问题、最重要的根基上，看看主耶稣这位神的儿子他是谁，他为我们成就什么工作。
To bring those people, the brothers and sisters at the time who were caught in darkness or other problems, back to the foundational truth of Jesus Christ.
我们知道新约开头四卷福音书。
We know that the beginning of the New Testament, it begins with the four Gospels.
四卷福音书都在启示告诉我们，说到主耶稣他是谁，他的所事是什么。
The Gospels tell us who Jesus Christ is and what He has done.
我们也知道马太福音，他告诉我们主耶稣他是一个君王。
In the Gospel of Matthew, tells us that Jesus Christ is the King.
所以马太福音开头的时候，我们看见有一个君王的家谱在那里。
So we see the genealogy of the King, in the beginning of Matthew.
第二章那里也告诉我们说，当东方有几个博士来到耶路撒冷的时候
，tells us that when the three Magi came to Jerusalem,
他们在那里问说，那生下来要做犹太人之王的，他生在哪里
They asked about where the King of the Jews was to be born.
所以马太福音很清楚的在那里告诉我们，主耶稣乃是神所应许的那位要来做王的那一位。
So the Gospel of Matthew tells us how the promise of the King is there.
因为神在应许大卫说，从他后裔里面要兴起一位要做王，直到永永远远。
The promise that in the Davidic line, there will be a king that will reign forever.
所以马太福音就告诉我们说，主耶稣他是君王。
So in the Gospel of Matthew tells us that Jesus is king.
那马可福音呢，他告诉我们主耶稣他是仆人。
In the Gospel of Mark tells us about Jesus as a servant.
所以马可福音第十章那里有一句话，他说人子来并不是要受人服侍，乃是要服侍神，服侍人。
So in Mark chapter 10 it says, For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve.
这一句话呢，只出现在马可福音。
This only appears in the Gospel of Mark.
其他三卷福音书没有讲到这一句话。
And is not mentioned in the other three Gospels.
所以很显然，马可福音要突出一件事情，主耶稣他就是那位仆人。
So obviously, in the Gospel of Mark, he wants to emphasize that Jesus is the servant.
那路加福音他告诉我们，主耶稣他是个人子。
And the Gospel of Luke, it talks about Jesus as the Son of Man.
所以在路加福音里面，我们也看见有一个人的家谱。
So we see a genealogy of a man.
并且这个家谱呢，推到那个始祖亚当。
and it traces it all the way back to Adam.
让我们看见主耶稣他的确是一个人子。
To allow us to see that Jesus is indeed the Son of Man.
所以那个在那个家谱里面一开头就告诉我们说，耶稣依人看来他是约瑟的儿子。
So it says that in how to humanize it's Jesus is the son of Joseph.
就是从人的角度，从人来看，从外面来看，主耶稣他的确是一个人的儿子，他是约瑟的儿子。
So outwardly, from human perspective, Jesus is the son of Joseph.
所以在那里记载一个人的家谱，并且这个家谱让我们看见一直推到神所造的那个亚当始祖。
So the genealogy recorded there traces his forefather, ancestor, all the way back to Adam.
所以在路加福音里面特别记载主耶稣的降生。
So in Luke, it specifically records the birth.
讲到他第八日受割礼。
And how he, on the eighth day of his birth, he was circumcised.
讲到他十二岁和父母一同上耶路撒冷城去守节。
And how when he was 12, he went up to Jerusalem as per
custom. 所以路加福音我们可以看见书稍微记载主耶稣他成长一些过程。
So it records the how Jesus grew up.
就讲到一个人子他在地上一个人在地上生长一个过程。
It records the days and how a person how the son of man grew up.
所以这是路加福音的一个特点。
This is a special feature of Luke.
那第四卷福音书约翰福音。
But the fourth gospel of John,
他主要题目乃是要讲到这位耶稣，他是神的儿子，他是那永远的生命。
The focus is on Jesus is the Son of God who has eternal
life. 所以约翰福音里面的记载是非常特别。
And so the recording of God of Jesus in the Gospel of John is very
special. 他没有记载主耶稣降生的事情。
It does not record the birth of Jesus.
因为希伯来书那里告诉我们说，他无父无母无族谱。
In Hebrews, it tells us that Jesus was without father or mother, without genealogy,
无生之始，无命之终，
without beginning of days or end of life.
因为他是那永远的存在的那神自己。
Because he is the eternal God and God himself.
他是起初就有那位神。
He was there in the beginning.
所以在路加福在约翰福音里面，他也没有记载主耶稣受试探这件事情。
So in Luke, does not record Jesus being tempted.
雅各书那也告诉我们说呢，人被试探不是被不是神试探人，因为神不试探人，神也不受试探。
And James says that we are not tempted by God, and God Himself is not tempted.
所以其他三卷福音书都记载主耶稣受试探这件事情。
So three of the four Gospels record Jesus being tempted.
并且在三卷福音书里面之所以记载受试探，它是以人的身份来受试探。
And even though and in those times when he was recorded having been tempted, he's recorded as a man being tempted.
所以人是会被撒旦试探的。
So man will be tempted by Satan.
但是约翰福音没有告诉我们主耶稣他受试探。
But in John, it does not record Jesus being tempted.
因为他是神，他不受试探。
Because Jesus is God, and God is not tempted.
那约翰福音也没有记载主耶稣复活升天这件事情。
No, John also does not record Jesus' resurrection and ascension.
因为约翰福音里面告诉我们说，他是那位从天降下、仍旧在天的人子。
Because he is the in John records that Jesus came descended from heaven. He's always been in heaven.
他虽然从天来到地上
，although he descended from heaven，
但是就属灵神性来说，他仍然是在天上。
But spiritually, he is always in heaven.
所以就没有记载他。复活升天这件事情。
So that is why John did not record the resurrection.
那在约翰福音里面呢，特别讲到主耶稣，他说我是。
In the Gospel of John, it also mentions I am.
I am, 我是。
I am.
这个就是神的名字。
I am is the Lord's name.
因为在摩西在出埃及记那里讲到摩西在那问耶和华神说你的名字是什么。
In the wilderness, when Moses asked the Lord what his name was,
神在那回答说，我是那自由拥有的神，我就是 I am that I am 那位。
The Lord replied to Moses and said, I am that I am.
所以在约翰福音里面有七次讲到主耶稣讲到说我是我是。
In the Gospel of John, I am is mentioned seven times.
在这七次里面都和生命发生关系。
All seven times are related to life.
主耶稣在那讲说我是生命的粮。
Jesus said, I am the bread of life.
我是世上的光。
He said, I am the light of the world.
跟从我的就不在黑暗里面，就要得到生命的光。
Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
我是门。
He said, I am the door.
凡从我进来必得救。
If anyone enters through me, he will be saved.
只要出入得草时,
and will go in and out and find pasture.
我来是要教养得生命并且得了更丰盛。
I came that they may have life and have it abundantly.
耶稣在那里说, 我是好牧人, 好牧人喂养生命。
The Lord said, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for the
他在那里说,
sheep.
我是复活, 我是生命,
he said, I am the resurrection and the life.
我是道路, 我是真理, 我是生命,
he said, I am the way and the truth and the life.
他把我们带到生命的源头, 就是父那里,
he brings us to the origin of life, which is where the Father is.
神那里,
which is where the Father is.
耶稣在那里说,
where the
God is. 也在说, 我是真葡萄树,
the Lord says, I am the vine.
你们是枝子,
you are the branches.
你要常住在我里面, 我就常住在你里面,
he who abides in me and I in him,
这人就多结果子,
he bears much fruit.
所以当耶稣每次讲到我是的时候,
so every time the Lord says I am,
都和生命发生了关系,
it's all related to life.
所以有人告诉我们说, 这一卷书就称为生命的福音,
so some have said this is a gospel of life.
因为到约翰福音到最末了 23的时候 在那里做一个总结。
At the end of that century, the gospel is a type of, it concludes something.
他告诉我们说, 之所以约翰福音记载这许多事情,
says that John recorded all these things,
是要叫你们信耶稣是基督,
so that you will believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
且信他可以因他名得生命,
and that by believing you may have life in his name.
所以约翰福音乃是让我们看见, 因着认识耶稣, 他是神的儿子,
so the Gospel of John helps us to see that Jesus is the Son of God.
因相信他是基督,
and helps us to believe that he is Christ.
因着相信他里面, 我们就可以得到这个永远的生命,
and believe in him and have life in his name.
所以我们看见约翰福音, 他乃是要告诉我们, 这位耶稣, 他是那位永远的生命。
So the Gospel of John wants us to see that Jesus is eternal life.
他是神自己。
He is God himself.
所以一开头, 约翰在这里就告诉我们说, 太初有道。
So in the very first chapter, John tells us that in the beginning, there was the Word.
太初有道。
In the beginning, there was the Word.
所以从第一节到18节是一个序言。
So from chapter 1, verses 1 through 18, it's an introduction.
用什么就把从第一节读到18节。
Let's read from verses 1 through
18. 约翰福音第一节。
John chapter 1, verse 1.
太初有道, 道与神同在, 道就是神。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
这道太初与神同在。
He was in the beginning with God.
万物是借着他造的。
All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being.
生命在他里头,
in him was life, and the life was the light of men.
光照在黑暗里,
the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it.
有一个人是从神那里差来的,
there came a man sent from God, whose name was John.
这人来为要做见证, 就是为光做见证, 要叫众人因他可以信。
He came as a witness to testify about the light, so that all might believe through him.
他不是那光, 乃是要为光做见证。
He was not the light, but he came to testify about the light.
那光是真光, 照亮一切生在世上的人。
There was the true light, which coming into the world enlightens every man.
他在世界, 世界也是借他造的, 世界却不认识他。
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him.
他到自己的地方来,
he came to his own, and those who were his own did not receive him.
还接待他的就是信他名的人,
but as many received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name.
这等人不是从血气生的,
who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
道成了肉身住在我们中间, 充充满满的有恩典, 有真理, 我们也见过他的荣光, 正是父独生子的荣光。
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
约翰为他做见证, 喊着说, 这就是我曾说, 那在我以后来的, 反成了在我以前的, 因他本来在我以前。
John testified about him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, Who comes after me has a higher rank than I, For he existed before me.
从他丰满的恩典里我们都领受了而且恩上加恩。
For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace.
律法本是借着摩西传的恩典和真理都是从耶稣基督来的。
For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ.
从来没有人看见神只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten God who is in the bosom of the Father, He has explained Him. Let's have a word of prayer.
主，早晨我们仍然靠着你恩典一同来到你施恩座前。
Lord, we come before you this morning through your grace.
那我们一同来到你面前的时候，让我们心正式能向你打开。
Lord, as we come before you, may you open our hearts.
好叫你在这里能够借着圣灵向你的教会说话。
May Lord, in this place, may you speak to us through your Spirit.
让每一个人真的存着一个等候心，一同在这里仰望你，向我们施恩。
As we wait here, Lord, we long to hear from you.
让我们心真是能预备好，成为好的土地，让你栽，让你到了真的像生命种子栽种在我们里面。
Lord, may you we're here, may you prepare our hearts and let us receive you.
我们感谢主。
We thank you.
因为每一次有说不尽恩典，要借着聚会，借着你话临到你的教会身上。
Lord, we want to your grace and your grace and mercy will be upon your church.
因此，当我们一同来到你的跟前的时候
，Lord, when we come before you,
我们求主是在恩典怜悯我们。
Lord, may you be merciful and gracious to us.
让我们一同在这里一同领受的时候
，As we receive your word together,
我们看见你实在是恩待你的教会。
Let's see that you are leading us graciously. For you have bought us with a heavy price. Lord, as we gather together before you, may our hearts be given to you. Lord, may you cover us and protect us. Under your blood, may we come boldly before your throne. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.所以早晨我愿意从约翰福音第一章到十八一节到十八节这一段，我们一同来思想主耶稣基督他是谁。
So first, through the Bible reading today, let's think about who Jesus is.
我刚刚提到说，在第一世纪末了的时候，因为在那里有个异端出来。
As mentioned before, at the end of the 4th century, there were a lot of
人在那怀疑，人在困惑，这位主耶稣基督他是不是神？他是不是神的儿子？
People were doubting, they were confused on if Jesus was really God. So through, God wrote the Gospel of John through John.
So
in these 18 verses, it tells us who Jesus is. How he appeared on earth. And as he appeared on earth, what he gave to man. So in the very beginning, in the Gospel of John, it says, in the beginning was the Word. From the start, John brings us to a very high place. A place that transcends space and time. As if bring us into eternity to allow us to see who Jesus is. Here it says, in the beginning. In the beginning, it's not restricted by time.
In the beginning.
It's not the beginning of time, so sometimes we say in the beginning.
所以在创世纪开头告诉我们说，起初神造天地。
In the beginning, as mentioned in Genesis, it says in the beginning God created the earth. 所以
当在那头，我们看神起初造天地的时候，好像在那里就有一个时间的观念出现。
Seems that in Genesis, when God created heaven
and
earth, the beginning of time.
好像在那里是一个时间的开始。
Seems like it's the start.
所以在那里就看见有白天有晚上。
You see that there is day and night.
但是讲到太初的时候呢？
But when it speaks of the beginning,
我觉得我们是中文好像比那个英文更能够表达那个有一个很高的一个境界。
When it mentions in the beginning in the Gospel of John, the Chinese translation seems to be able to bring out the meaning much more clearly.
有时候有些懂得希腊文告诉我们说，若是稍微懂点希腊文的话，你会更知道那圣经的意义。
If you know a little bit of Greek, the Greek may be able to bring out the meaning much better.
我是不懂希腊文。
I myself am not fluent in Greek.
但是我觉得有时候好像我们中文圣经，我们中文好像有一些特别的，有一些话，让我们更多摸到了背后那属灵的一个更高的一个境界。
Though some words in Chinese seem to be able to allow us to reach into a deeper spiritual meaning.
因为太初跟起初好像觉得是的确是不一样。
Because in Chinese, there are two different translations between in the beginning in Genesis and in the beginning in John.
我们提到起初的时候很清楚，哎，这是个什么事情呢？哎，开头，时间的开头。
In the beginning, as mentioned in Genesis, suggests the beginning of time. Something is starting.
但是太初好像就比较一个更高一点。
But in the beginning,
比那个起初好像更深远一点。
But in the beginning, as mentioned in John, it seems to be something before that's the start of time.
所以依然在这里就把我们带到一个好像更远。在超过时间之外的一个太初一个起头在那里。
So John seems to bring us into the beginning where it transcends space and time.
他说到这个太初。
John says the beginning, in the beginning.
这是在时间之前，到时间多久之前，我们不知道。
We do not know how far before the start of time.
好像带到一个过去永远里面来，让我们看见这位主耶稣基督。
It seems to bring us into the past eternal where we can see Jesus.
他不仅是人而已。
He's not just.
他乃是那太初就有了那位道。
He's the word that was there in the very beginning.
他是那太初就有了那个话，道就是话。
He's the word that was in the beginning.
我觉得我们那个中文那个道也是好像非常带着某一种非常奥秘的一些意义在里面。
The translation for word in the Chinese Bible brings a certain mysteriousness to it.
所以我觉得我们这个中文好像特别好。
So I think in this regard, the Chinese translation has
its benefits. 有时候读起来好像味道特别深。
So the nuance is very deep.
因为我们中国用这个道也是好像带走一种某种一种神秘感，或者说某种一个更深奥一个东西在里面。
Because the Chinese translation for in the word brings out a certain deeper level, deeper mystery to it.
所以开头上太初有道。
So it says in John, in the beginning was the word.
但是这个道就是话。
And this word is God's word.
所以太初有话。
So in the beginning was the word God was speaking.
我们知道话是代表一个人的心思意念。
We know that one's words, it reflects one's thoughts and mind.
话呢是说到这个人里面好像有一些意念，要把它借着话把它发表出来。
Word is a vehicle which we use to convey our thoughts.
并且这个话是一个有系统、有内容一种话。
And this word is something that's systematic. It has content.
那到第十四节，他说这个道成了肉身住在我们中间。
And in verse 14 it says the word became flesh and dwelt among us.
因为底下他说道太初有道，道与神同了，道就是神。
So in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God.
所以这个道就是主耶稣基督他自己。
And the Word is Jesus Christ himself.
他是神。
He is God.
他是神的道，他是神的话。
He's the Word of God.
那就是说神要借着这个道，借着主耶稣基督来发表神心中的一些意念思想。
So God wants to express Himself through the Word of God, through Jesus Christ.
要把神心中那个心意借这个道，借这个话，把它发表出来。
God wants to express what's in His heart through His Word.
让人能够明白神的心意是什么。
So that we, the people, be able to understand God's heart.
所以第八节，十八节他说，从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里独生子将他表明出来。
So in verse 18 it says, No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten God who is in the bosom of the Father, He has explained Him.
表明就是说把它解释出来，把它说明出来。
He has explained Him. He has revealed Him.
所以我们看主耶稣他不仅是那个道，不仅是那个话。
So the Lord Jesus is not just the Word.
他是呢要把神自己把它发表出来。
He is the very essence of what God wants to convey.
把神里面的奥秘，把神里面的心意，把它表明出来。
Jesus explains the mystery, the heart of God.
因为他本身就是神自己。
Because Jesus himself is God.
我想只有神才能够把他自己发表清楚，发表完全。
And only God can express himself, his own word, completely.
所以使徒在这里很清楚，让我们看见这个道，这位主耶稣基督，他就是神自己。
So in Acts, we see that the word of God is God himself.
主耶稣也曾经对他们说，我与父原为一。
In Acts, Jesus once said that He and the Father are one.
你们看见了我，就看见父一样。
In John. John, Jesus says, He who has seen me has seen the Father.
我在父里面, 父在我里面,
he says, I am in the Father and the Father is in me.
这是一个神圣的奥秘, 神圣的一个, 神性的一个合一,
this is a great mystery. The union between Jesus and the Father. Although our understanding is limited.
但是主耶稣的确, 祂来到地上的时候, 就要把神的心意, 把它发表出来, 彰显出来。
But the Lord Jesus came to earth to be able to explain and reveal God's word
in his heart. 神是借主耶稣向人说话。
God spoke to us through his son Jesus.
所以希伯来书第一章一开头就告诉我们说, 在这个末世呢, 神是借祂儿子晓谕我们。
So in Hebrews says, in these last days, God has spoken to us in His Son.
神借主耶稣基督向我们说话, 让我们明白神的旨意是什么, 神的计划, 神的目的是什么。
God speaks to us through His Son, allows us to know His heart, His plans.
这原来是隐藏在神里面的奥秘。
This is a mystery that's hidden in God.
现在已经借主耶稣基督把它显明出来。
And this mystery has been revealed through Jesus.
哥罗西书在那里告诉我们说, 他说这个道理, 应该是这道就是历史历代所隐藏的奥秘如今已经向他圣徒显明出来。
In Colossians it says this word, this mystery which has been hidden from the past ages and generations has now been manifested in the saints.
就把那个隐藏的神的自己, 隐藏在神里面的奥秘, 把它启示出来, 把它显明出来。
So through Jesus, the mystery of God has been revealed to the world.
让我们明白神心中的奥秘, 这心意是什么?
It helps us to see God's heart and the mystery of God. I think the mystery of God is something that's very abundant. It says in the Bible that the church is His body. The church itself is also a mystery. Through the work of Christ, the mystery of the church is revealed in full now. Jesus, the Christ is our glorious hope.
这些都是在神奥秘里面所要彰显出来的。
These are all mysteries of God that have been revealed.
现在借主耶稣这个太初有道，太初有了话。
Through the beginning, where the Word was.
完全把它发表出来了。
The Word has completely revealed God's heart.
所以使徒一开头就要让我们看见，这位耶稣，他就是那太初就有的那个道。
So in the Gospel of John, he wants us to see that in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was God.
然后底下他就讲到,
and all things, and later on it tells us how all things were created through
Him.
And tells us how Jesus, how God is the God of creation. He's the Creator.
创世纪一开头让我们看见神是借他话造天地万物。
And how God created everything. Through Jesus.
神在说要有光,
when God said, let there be light, there was light.
当神一说话的时候, 事情就成就了, 就这样成了。
Whatever God said, it was done.
所以诗篇32篇那一句话, 他说, 因他说有就有, 命立就命,
so
就立。
In Psalm chapter 33, verse 9, it says, for He spoke and it was done. He commanded and it
stood fast.
His word has power. And when he speaks, it is done.
所以神是借话来创造这个世界。
So God created the world through His word.
借这个道来创造宇宙万有。
Through this word, He created everything.
所以我们看见神创造万有是有他目的，是有他意义的。
And we see that God created everything. With the purpose.
不是单单只是一个物质的世界，在物质的世界而已。
He did not merely create a material world.
启示录第十章末了告诉我们说，因你创造万物，万物是因你的旨意而造成的。
In Revelation, it says how everything was created through God's will.
所以弟兄姊妹，神创造万物是有一个目的，有一个意义的。
So brothers and sisters, God created the world with a purpose.
他是借
Through material creation, he conveys the will of God. Through his creation, what does he want to tell us? He wants to tell us that there is God.
所以诗篇十九篇那里说，诸天述说神的荣耀，这日到那日，发出言语，这夜到那夜传出知识。
So So in Psalms chapter 19, verses 1 and 2, it says, "The heavens are telling of the glory of God, and their expanse is declaring the work of His hands."
整个诸天都在述说神荣耀，穹苍都在发表他的手段。
The heavens are telling of the glory of God, and the expanse is declaring the work of His hands.
所以当人看这个物质创造的时候，就能够听见在那有话向人说。
So by looking at the material world, His creation, there it's God's word.
好像是听不见。But
it seems like people can't hear it.
那实在是能够在人内心里面实在在向人说话。
But really, this creation is speaking to us.
所以保罗在罗马书第一章那里就告诉我们。
So in Paul in chapter 1 of Romans says,
神的事情是明明可知的。
So he says that the divine nature of God is clearly seen in His creation.
神的永能和神性是明明可知的。
His invisible attributes and His eternal power are clearly seen.
虽然眼看不见，但是借所造之物是叫人可以知道有神的。
Although we may not be able to visibly see these things, creation clearly tells us these things.
所以人看见这个宇宙万物的时候呢，神在人内心、这样良心里面告诉人说有神。
So by looking at creation, all men, creation tells all men that there is a God.
所以罗马书说，他们知道有神，但是他们却不把神当作神来荣耀他。
But Romans says, although they knew that there was God, they did not worship Him as God.
所以在人的良知里面，实在是人不可否认是有神的存在。
So the conscience of man tells us undoubtedly that there is a God.
只是人磨灭自己的良心，在那好像磨杀这个良心里面的微小声音。
But mankind suppresses the voice of their conscience.
所以保罗才说，他们知道有神的，他不是说不知道有没有神。So
Paul tells them that everyone knows that there is a God.
只是他们不把他当作神来荣耀他，来感谢他。Only
that they don't treat Him, don't worship Him, and give thanks to Him as God.
我想这是一个最基本，这个宇宙万物所要发表出来神的一个心意。This
is a fundamental truth that can be seen through creation.
但是神的旨意还不是停留在这里而已。
But God's will does not stop here.
神之所以造这万有，乃是为他儿子所造的。
He created this world for His Son.
不仅是靠他造。
It's not just create the world through Him.
也是为他造。
He will also create it for Him.
最终也是要归给他儿子。
And all things will be given to His Son.
所以希伯来书一开头也告诉我们说，神已经立他为承受了万有的。
So Hebrews it says that Jesus was appointed the heir of all things.
不仅神创造万有。
God did not only create all things.
他也在用他全能命令托住整个万有。
He has upholds all things by His power.
所以我们看今天宇宙星球这样运行的非常有秩序，好像不会出差错。
We can see through our solar system and the systems of the universe that there's a system in place so that
mishaps don't happen. 撞到地球啊，好像很危险。
In scientific reports, I read that sometimes scientists expect that there may be a object in space that may collide with the Earth.
但是，据我们信主来说，这些不会发生的。
But as we who have faith in the Lord, we know that this will not happen.
因为整个星球运作、运转都是非常奇妙的。
For the working of the entire universe is a very mysterious and amazing thing.
一分一秒都不能差错的。
Every down to the last second, everything is in place.
现在科学家他们不过是看见那些外面的现象。
Scientists they observe the phenomena.
他们看见外面现象的时候，他们是用科学的角度来说的，为什么宇宙星球运行是这样运行法的。
And through their scientific method, they try to explain how the universe works.
但他们不知道背后真正原因是什么。
But they don't know really what the true meaning is.
但是我们从神的话里面，我们知道。
But through God's word, we can know.
宇宙万物为什么运行那么有秩序，一点都不能出差错呢？
We know through God's word why the universe works perfectly.
因为神是用他全能的命令托住这个万有。
Because God upholds all things through His power.
因为这个万有有一天都要。
Because all of these things one day will be given to His Son.
这是神旨意最重要所要成就的。This
is what God's will wants to. This is what God wants to accomplish.
所以感谢神，使徒一开始告诉我们说他是太初有道，他是那神的自己。So
in the beginning of John it says the Word was with God in the beginning, and the Word was God.
他是那创造万有的主。He's
the God who created everything.
那底下他说到生命，他是那个生命的主。
says that he is the Lord of life.
因为生命在他里面。
Because life was in him.
因为他就是生命。
Because he himself is life.
他是那永远生命，是那个不死的生命。
He's eternal life.
我们知道，只有不死的生命，他才是真正的生命。
Only eternal life is true life.
我们今天所接触、所看见在物质的世界里面有各种的生命，那不过是个暂时的生命。
All the types of life we encounter now in our world is only temporary life.
有一天都会死的。
They're fleeting, and one day they will all pass away.
那不是一个真正的生命。
So they're not true life.
只有他，只有主，他才是真正的生命。
Only the Lord Jesus is the true life.
感谢神，今天相信主耶稣基督人也有这样生命。
We thank God that there are people here today who have this life.
所以约翰书信那里告诉我们说，人有神的儿子就有生命。
So in John says that if you have the Son, you have the life.
所以凡相信主耶稣基督的人，神告诉我们说，他们就永远的生命。
So it tells us in the gospel that if we believe in Jesus, we will have a life eternal.
因为他自己成为我们的生命。
Because Jesus himself becomes our life.
因为他是生命的主。
Because he is the Lord of life.
所以有时候我们听到一些弟兄告诉我们说，若是我们在聚会里面碰到基督，我们就碰到生命。
So some brothers have told us that in church, if we encounter Jesus, then we encounter life.
我们碰到生命，我们里面就得到力量，得到供应。
When we encounter life, when we touch life itself, we receive the light of life.
路加福音那里有记载一个女人，她患了血肉的病。
In the Gospel of Luke records an incident where there's a woman who had a hemorrhage.
她花尽了一切都不能得到医治。
She spent all of her, she spent everything to try to get healed.
有一天主耶稣来到那个地方，他们那个地方。
And one day, Jesus was passing through.
许多人在拥挤主耶稣。
And many were crowding around Jesus.
那这个患血肉的妇人，她从主耶稣背后呢，摸主耶稣摸一下。
This woman who was suffering from a hemorrhage,touched Jesus on his cloak.
主耶稣站来说，谁摸我？因为有能力从我身上出去。
And then Jesus said, "Someone did touch me, for I was aware that power had gone out of me."
那彼得站来说，彼得和同学他们不承认，不承认。
But Peter didn't accept it.
彼得说，众人都在拥拥挤挤的，紧紧的拥挤你。
Peter said, "There are many people crowding around you."
但主耶稣他知道有人摸他，在他身上摸一下。
But Jesus knew for sure that there's somebody had touched him.
后来那个女人她知道不能隐瞒，她就告诉主耶稣说她摸了主耶稣。
And the woman who knew that she couldn't hide any longer confessed that.
当她摸到主耶稣身上的时候，她病马上得医治。
When she touched the Lord, she was healed immediately.
因为有个能力从主耶稣身上临到他身上。
Because there was some power that had gone out of Jesus and went into her.
他病就得医治了。
And she was healed.
他这个摸是一个信心的摸。
She touched Jesus as an act of faith.
主耶稣后面就跟他讲说，你的信救了你，你平平安安去吧。
And Lord Jesus said, "Your faith has healed you. Go in peace."
所以弟兄姊妹，每一次我们来到聚会当中
，So brothers and sisters, every time we gather together,
我们知道主。就在我们当中。
We know that the Lord is among us.
生命的主就在我们当中。
The Lord of life is among us.
那么我们怎样才能够得到他生命呢
？So how can we receive his life then?
我们必须在信心里面。
We must be in the faith.
当我们在信心里面，在聚会，在信心里面听神的话的时候。
When we are in faith, when we're listening to God's word.
那就是在那里摸到主耶稣。
Then we have touched Jesus.
当我们真是在信心里面碰到主的时候，里面就得到生命的供应。
When we have touched Jesus in faith, we receive life.
一个能力就进到里面来。
His power comes.
可能我们里面许多重担、许多忧虑，很快就是脱下去。
And it dissipates all of our doubts and worries.
但是很可惜，有时候常常好像我们觉得在聚会里面摸不到生命。
But sometimes it's a pity. Sometimes we come and we don't touch the Lord of life.
所以我们觉得说好像没有什么属灵的供应。
So it seems that we don't receive any we're not fed spiritually.
正如那天主耶稣在那，很多人拥拥挤挤的，在紧紧的，在主耶稣周围。
And on that day when he was passing through, when people were crowding around Jesus.
但是好像这些许多众人都没有从主耶稣身上得到什么能力。
They were touching him, but they didn't receive any power from him.
只有那个患血肉的妇人。
Only the woman who had the hemorrhage received life.
她得到这个能力。
She received that power.
她得到这个医治。
She received healing.
因为她在信心里面摸主。
Because she touched the Lord in faith.
不像众人，他只是许多众人是不过是热闹，只是他好像在凑热闹而已。
Unlike the crowd that was following Jesus, who were just looking for a good show.
也许他们肉身的确碰到主耶稣。
Even though, so those people crying out Jesus, even though they physically touched Jesus,
他们只在肉身里碰到主耶稣，他们就不能得到什么。
They only physically touched him; they did not receive any spiritual power.
但是这个女人不一样。
But this woman with the hemorrhage was different.
好像她也是在和众一样，都在拥拥挤挤，在主耶稣的身边。
On the outside, it seems like she was also just one of the crowd.
但是她不是外面在拥挤。
But she was not like them.
她里面有个信心。
She had this faith in her heart.
她知道我只要碰她一下。
She knew that if she could just touch Jesus,
我的病就得了医治。
She would be healed.
只要碰她一下。
As long as she could touch him.
这个生命就临到我身上。
Jesus' life would come into her.
她的能力就临到我身上。
The power would come upon her.
所以弟兄姊妹，每一次我们聚会的时候，我们真是要带着一个简单的信心来到主。
So brothers and sisters, every time we gather together, we must have a heart of simplicity.
带着这样的简单信心来到神面前的时候，每一次聚会我们都可以碰到主。
And with this type of heart, when we gather together, we'll be able to touch the Lord.
当我们碰到主的时候，我们里面就得到供应。
And when we touch the Lord, we will receive His life.
因为生命的主在我们当中。
Because the Lord of life is among us.
生命就要充满在我们里面。
And His life will fill us.
所以我们看见他是生命的主。
We know that He is the Lord of life, Jesus.
因此他是生命的主，他也是生命的源头。
He is the Lord of life and the author of life.
所以神在那造万物的时候，把将生命气息赐给万物，赐给人。
So when the world was created through Jesus, all things were created.
因为一切生命都是从他而来的。
And everything came throughcame from Jesus.
所有活物，所有塑造之物，他们生命都从主而来的。
Every creation, every created thing came from Jesus.
他们都是主所造的。
He is created by the Lord.
同样，我们这些塑造的人也是一样。
Everything was created by the Lord.
当人塑造的时候，神把他一口气吹在人鼻孔里面，人就成为有魂的活人。
Man became a living being after God breathed life into his nostrils.
有一个是一个有生命的人。
We become a living man.
所以神盼望人得到这个生命。
So we long to receive this life.
神不仅盼望，神不仅造人的时候给人一个肉身的生命。
The Lord, when God created us, He not only gave us a physical body.
神造人的时候有更高一个旨意呢，是要叫人得到他永远的生命。
God's ultimate will is for us to receive His life.
这个就在伊甸里面所发生的事情。
This is what transpired in the Garden of Eden.
伊甸也在那里有一棵生命树。
There was the tree of life in the Garden of Eden.
神盼望始祖亚当能够吃生命树上的果实。
And the Lord hoped that Adam would choose to eat from the tree of life.
得到神永远的生命。
And receive God's eternal life.
但是我们都知道，很可惜，人失败了。
We all know, that Adam failed.
人受试探。
Adam was tempted.
人犯罪，就落到死亡里面。
And Adam sinned and succumbed to death.
落到黑暗里面。
And succumbed to darkness.
但是感谢主。
We thank the
Lord. 有天主来到地上的时候。
You know that that one day the Lord came to earth.
圣经告诉我们说，他是借了死会去的，他把死会去了。
Says that the Lord did away with death.
借着福音，将那不坏的生命把它彰显出来。
And he expressed,
借着福音把那不坏的生命把它彰显出来。
And through the gospel, he revealed everlasting life.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
今天凡是相信福音的人。
We know that anyone who believes in the gospel today,
凡是相信主耶稣基督的人，我们都得到这个不朽坏的生命。
All those who believe in Jesus Christ today will receive His eternal life.
这是一个永远的生命。
This is life that is everlasting.
所以，约翰在这里告诉我们，他是那个生命的主。
So here, John tells us that the Lord is the Lord of life.
他也是那个真光。
He is the true light.
不仅生命在他里面，这个生命要成为人的光。
His life is not only in Jesus, but his life will become the light of men.
我们知道，当人犯罪以后，人就落在黑暗里面。
We know that when we sin, we fall into darkness.
所以圣经形容我们这些罪人呢，都是眼睛瞎的，看不见，就是没有光。
And the Bible describes sinners as those who are blind.
我们活在黑暗里面，活在罪中，眼睛瞎了。
Blind and living in sin, in darkness.
是世界神把我们心眼弄瞎了。
is the God of this world has blinded our minds.
蒙蔽了我们眼睛。
And has blinded our eyes.
让我们看不见神, 让我们站在不愿相信有神, 不愿接受主耶稣基督。
It prevents us from seeing God Himself, prevents us from believing that Jesus Christ.
所以耶在这里告诉我们说, 光, 照在世界上, 世界上的人却不接受他。
So in John it says, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it.
不接受这个光。
And the world did not accept this light.
世界是他所造的, 但是世界却不认识他。
The world was made through him, but the world did not know him.
他到自己的地方来,
he came to his own, and those who were his own did not receive him. Because the eyes of the hearts of sinners were blind. But when we believe in Jesus Christ and receive his life, the life within us become light. And the eyes of our hearts are opened. So why do we say there is a God? Because the eyes of our heart have seen him. We don't physically behold him. We behold him in faith. It's because we have a light in our heart that we are able to believe in God. So now we are able to recognize spiritual things. So this is a wonderful change that we
have experienced.
So when before we believed in Jesus,
能跟我们传福音, 我们读圣经也听不懂, 看不懂,
we cannot comprehend the gospel or comprehend the Bible.
因为里面没有光,
because we did not have light within us. The things of the spiritual things are completely foreign to us. But one day when we believe,
我们得救了,
when we're saved, when the life comes into us, we have light. When we read the Bible, it's different. Maybe at the beginning you don't really receive much, but when you read the Bible, it's different now. Seems that we'd be able to see some truth in the Bible now. And through God's word, we seem to be able to know more and more of God. Why does this change occur? Because the life within us becomes our light. Our eyes are opened.
感谢神,
we thank the Lord that He continues to do this work of enlightenment.
So
when we spread the gospel, we're not just talking about doctrines to people.
传福音呢,
the purpose of the gospel is to bring people out of darkness and into light.
这是神给保罗的指示。
This is the mission that God has given to Paul. So when God sent Paul to spread the gospel,
说叫,他说,是要叫他们的眼睛得开,从黑暗归向光明,从撒旦的权下归向神。
He charged Paul to spread the gospel to open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light.
所以保罗的职事是开人眼睛的工作。
So Paul's ministry is to open the eyes of the people.
同样今天我们传福音,
is the same mission that we have.
我们不是单单只是传递一些神的真理给人而已。
We're not just telling people about the truth.
我们是借着传递神的话, 让人眼睛得开。
We're spreading the truth so that those who hear it may have their eyes open.
让人愿意接受主耶稣基督的时候, 他们里面就有光了。
So that when they receive the Lord Jesus, their eyes may be enlightened.
他们就能从黑暗归向光明。
That they may be they may turn from darkness to light.
感谢神,
thank the Lord.
凡相信他的, 信他名的, 他也赐给他们做神的儿女。
Because all those who believe, God will give them the right to be children of God. Because they are all begotten of God.
因为他们都有神的生命在他们里面,
because they all have the life of God.
有神的生命就有了光,
well, they have the life of God and they have the light of God.
但是我们也知道这个光需要扩大的。
We know that this light needs to be increased.
这个光需要更明亮,
this light needs to become brighter.
这个光让我们可以看得更遥远,
the light needs to allow us to see even farther ahead.
这个光也让我们对神有更多更清楚的认识,
and help us to know God even more.
所以圣经常常用那个说到一个人属灵认识用我们肉身的眼睛来描述。
So when we, the Bible describes as we, describes
用我们肉身的眼睛来描述。
The Bible describes our knowing the Lord through our physical eyes.
所以我们知道我们这个属灵的眼光呢，要明亮度要越来越大。
Oh, he uses the metaphor of our eyes. When we're talking about knowing God, we need to have our eyes more open, more enlightened.
就是我们肉身的生命来说，好像是这样子。
Physically, this seems to be the case. It makes sense.
当我们年纪越慢慢大，身体慢慢衰败的时候呢，我们常常眼睛好像就显出一些越来越模糊。
Like our physical eyes, the older we get, the more ailments we have in our eyes.
年纪慢慢大的时候，老花眼啊，白内障啊。
As we grow older, our eyes fail us. Our vision becomes more impaired. We have cataracts.
慢慢那个视力就慢慢就减弱了。
And
看事情看东西就看得越看不清楚。
And our vision is decreased as we get older.
所以圣经常常用我们肉眼的光景来说到一个人属灵生命的光景是怎样。
So the Bible uses this physical eye metaphor to describe our spiritual life.
我想很明显的例子就是那个挪亚例。
I think a very obvious example is Eli.
圣经说他是眼目昏花，看不清楚，看不分明。
Said that the eyes of Eli grew dim in those days.
神的言语稀少，不常有默示。
And the word from the Lord was rare in those days.
这是当时以利的一个属灵光景。
This is a reflection of the condition of Eli during that time.
它是代表当时以色列百姓属灵的光景。
It also is a representative of Israel's spiritual condition at that time. His eyes were dim.
它里面的光越慢慢越少了。
And the light within him also grew dim.
虽然还没有完全瞎眼。
Even though he was not completely blind yet,
还是有一点亮光。
He still had a little bit of light left.
但是那个光是模糊的，不明亮的。
But that light was very dim; it wasn't bright.
所以当时神的百姓也是这样光景。
So the people of God at that time were the same.
所以在撒母耳记他说，神的灯在耶和华殿内还没有熄灭。
So it says in 1 Samuel that the lamp of God had not yet gone out.
还没有熄灭就是快要熄灭了。
It means that it was almost out.
还没有熄灭就是好像还有点光在那里。
Which means that there is still some light left.
但是已经暗淡了。
But it was already very dim.
已经模糊了。
It was flickering.
整个属灵生命已经在那衰败了。
The spiritual life was almost out.
但是我们看另外一个人。
Extinguished. But we see someone else.
神的摩西。
We look at the person of Moses.
圣经说到他120岁死的时候。
We look at Moses, he lived up to 120 years.
眼目没有昏花，精神没有衰败。
And his eye was not dim, nor his vigor abated.
我想，这不过是说明摩西他属灵的生命仍然是非常明亮的。
I think this reflects how the spiritual condition of Moses was still very vigorous.
所以当他临终的时候，临终的时候
when he passed away,
没有临终快要生命快要结束之前
，right before he died,
他在那边作诗，在那边赞美神。
He was still writing psalms and praising God.
他在那为以色列十二个支派祝福。
He was blessing the tribes of Israel.
他在那里为以色列十二个支派在说预言。
And he prophesied.
所以我们看见他属灵眼光是何等明亮。
So you know that his spiritual eyes were very enlightened.
他能够看见将来神的旨意如何在以色列百姓身上成就。
He was able to see what God's will was for the people of Israel.
所以我们看见他属灵的生命何等明亮。
You know that the spiritual life of Moses was so vigorous and bright.
因为他里面满了亮光，满了启示。
Because he was full of light and revelation.
所以弟兄姊妹，同样，我们今天要追求更多。属灵生命成长的时候
So brothers and sisters, as we pursue spiritual growth today,
那是让求主让我们里面眼睛越过越明亮。
We pray that the Lord will allow our eyes to grow brighter and brighter.
我们已经有光了，感谢主。
And we praise the Lord for His light.
因为这个生命在我们里面已经成为我们里面的光了。
Because His life within us has already become light.
但是当我们这个属灵生命慢慢长大、慢慢成熟、慢往前走的时候
，But as we continue to grow and mature spiritually,
自然而然我们里面的看见属灵认识就越来越多。
We hope that our spiritual knowledge and experience will also increase.
我们对神的旨意就明白更多。
We hope that we will be able to understand God's will even more.
眼光就能够看得更遥远。
That we be able to see farther.
不是看到今世短暂的人生而已。
So that we eyes are not focused on this temporary fleeting life.
我们眼光能够看到将来永远。
We hope that our eyes be able to focus on eternity.
看见神所要赐给我们，所要应许赐给我们那永远荣耀。
And be able to see the eternal glory that God will give us.
所以弟兄姊妹，这就是为什么我们常常需要聚会追求和弟兄姊妹一同有分享交通。
So、brothers, this is the reason why we need to continue to gather together and fellowship with one another.
就是帮助我们里面的生命能够强壮，能够成熟，能够老练。
Our gathering fellowshipping strengthens us.
自然而然，我们属灵眼光就越过越明亮。
And it will help our spiritual eyes to grow even brighter.
当我们越过越明亮的时候，我们这个生命就更丰盛起来。
And the more our eyes are open, the life within us will also grow.
那使徒最后他告诉我们说，太初有道，道与神同，道就是神这位。
So lastly, John tells us that the word was with God, and the word was God.
他说道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
And the word became flesh and dwelt among us.
充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
Full of grace and truth.
我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子荣光。
And we see the glory of God as the Son's glory. The Son's glory.
道成肉身住在我们中间。
The Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
有人说比较准确的翻译呢是说，知他帐幕在人间。
We know that before God tabernacled with among His people.
我们知道在旧约里面，神借着帐幕。要住在人的中间。
We know that through in the Old Testament, in the tent of meeting, the Lord dwelt among his people.
要与人同住。
He wanted to be with his people.
所以当会幕造成被立起来的时候
，So when the tent of meeting was put up,
出埃及记那里告诉我们说，耶和华荣光就充满了帐幕。
In Exodus, it says that the cloud covered and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
所以摩西都不能进帐幕里面。
Although Moses couldn't enter into the tent of meeting,
神荣耀充满在那里，人没办法站立在神面前。
Because the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle, you cannot stand before it.
正如当神降临在西乃山上的时候
，which is like the time where God came to the Mount Sinai.
神在那所显出来荣耀是令人惧怕的。
The glory that emanated from the Lord caused Moses to be fearful.
人不敢靠近。
Made them unwilling, fearful to approach.
但是感谢神来到新约的时候。
But we thank the Lord that in the New Testament.
当主耶稣知他帐幕在人间的时候。
That when the Lord Jesus was among us.
当神的荣耀从他身上显明出来的时候。
When the glory of God was revealed through Jesus.
神独生儿子荣耀在那边彰显出来的时候。
The glory of God revealed through Jesus.
我们是可以来到他面前。
We are able to come before God.
所以使徒说我们也见过他荣光。
So we have seen the glory of God.
这是父独生子荣光。
The glory in the Son.
我们可以定睛注视他。
We can look upon him.
我们可以来到他面前。
We can come before him.
这个光跟从前的光好像不一样。
Seems like the light here and the light before.
这个光是能够吸引我们来到他面前。
This light isn'tcause us to back away, but attracts us.
因为这光所显出来就是恩典，就是真理。
Because the light emanates grace and truth.
是充充满满有恩典有真理。
It's full of grace and truth.
因为他来，他把恩典带来了。
Because when Jesus came, he brought grace.
他来也把真理带来了。
He also brought truth.
因为恩典和真理都从耶稣基督而来的。
Because both grace and truth come from Jesus.
感谢神，这个恩典叫我们能够来到神面前来亲近他。与他和好。
Thank the Lord that this truth and grace draws us to Jesus and reconciles us to God. 因着耶稣基督所
完成救赎，我们和神之间不再有间隔。
Because of Jesus Christ's sacrifice on the cross,
我们可以敞开我们脸，我们可以注视这个荣耀光。
We can openly look upon this.
并且这个荣光要从我们身上反射出来。
And this glory will emanate from ourselves.
每一次我们来到主面前的时候
，Every time we come before the Lord,
我们在那里就可以亲近他，享受他一切的恩典。
We can approach him and enjoy of being His presence. We know that our sins are forgiven.
我们知道我们今天是属神的儿女,
we know that we are children of God that belong to Him.
凭信心靠主,
and by faith in our Jesus, in our Lord,
we can
approach God. We can approach this glorious God. And here we can approach Him and praise Him.
这个恩典是什么呢?
What is this grace?
使徒约翰在他书信里面就告诉我们,
you know that the Gospel of John tells us that this grace is love. Because God is love. Love comes from God. God sent His Son to the world, and through Him we can have life.
在我们心,
and God's love is revealed through Him.
感谢神,
thank the Lord that all those who believe in Jesus receive love and
不仅有恩典,
grace. Not just grace, but also truth.
真理在耶稣信里面告诉我们, 这真理就是神的光,
you know, in John it says, this truth is the light of God.
因为真理就把神的话, 把它表明出来,
because truth reveals God's word.
因为神就是光,
because God is light.
这个光就把真理, 把神的心意, 在那把,
and the light reveals more of God's will.
借我们借这个光, 借这个启示,
and through this light, through this revelation, we'll be able to know God more. And help us to know the Lord more.
也更多享受他,
and be able to enjoy Him more.
所以弟兄姊妹,
Lord, we need grace and love. We also need truth. We need light.
好, 这样我们属于生命成长的时候,
so that we may grow unto spiritual maturity.
感谢神,
Lord, we thank the Lord that His grace and truth fills the church today.
所以教会在地上,
so how is the church to be the testimony of
the Lord?
So we need to express this grace and truth here.
让人来到会中, 来到教会的时候, 看见,
so that those who meet with us able to see this grace and truth. That they may be able to see that God's love is here. That God's love fills this place.
好叫人来到教会当中感受到神就在我们当中。
So that all those who come to this church be able to feel God's presence.
一方面教会要见证这个真理。
The church is to testify of this truth.
主耶稣他就是真理。
And to testify that Jesus is the truth.
他的话也是真理。
That His word is truth.
所以在这种不仅享受神的恩典, 享受神的爱。
So here we are not only enjoying His grace, we're also enjoying His love.
我们在这里要把神的心意, 把它, 借着神的话, 借着神的真理, 把它发表出来。
We need to fully express God's love and truth here.
让人更多认识主。
So that those be able to, the others will be able to know God more.
让人更多, 认识主的时候, 人就更多爱他, 更多享受他。
That those who know Him will be able to love Him and enjoy Him more.
感谢神,
thank the Lord.
主耶稣来到地上的时候, 充充满满, 有恩典, 有真理。
When Jesus came to earth, He was full of grace and truth.
这是太初有道, 道与神同在那位。
He's the Word that was in the beginning, that was with God.
这是使徒约翰一开头说, 让我们看见, 这位永远的神, 这位永远的生命主耶稣基督。
John tells us that Lord is the God, Jesus is the Word and also the Lord of life.
他是神的自己,
He is God Himself.
他已经来到地上,
and He has already come.
他已经成就了神的救赎工作,
and He has also accomplished the redemptive work of God.
今天蒙恩, 所有蒙恩的儿女都在这个恩典的真理里面,
and those all of us who have received Him are within this truth.
我们感谢神,
we thank the Lord.
神借使徒把这位太初旧有的那位道,
the Lord has expressed what the word is through John.
太初就有那位神,
in the beginning there was God,
借着他的话, 把他发表出来,
who expressed everything through His word.
让我们对主耶稣, 神的儿子, 有重新, 有更清楚的认识。
I hope that we have a clear understanding, a renewed perspective on our Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们在这个很基本, 很重要的一个根基上, 真理上, 有更多认识的时候,
we pray that on this, as we are continuing pursuing on this foundational truth,
我们就不会说, 今天世世代代许多似是而非道理影响, 就不会说这个世世代代许多似是而非道理的影响，道理的影响，道理也是 doctrine 是吗？
道理的影响
doctrine、
I'm sorry
所以我起头才说好像里面有负担，我们需要回到很基本很重要的根基上。
There's a burden that we need to return to the fundamental things.
对主耶稣有更新的认识。
We need to have a renewed and renewed knowing of the Lord.
认识他是谁。
We need to know who he is.
他是神。
That he is God.
他是神儿子。
That he is the Son of God.
他是永远的生命。
That he is eternal life.
今天已经来到地上，已经成就神永远旨意，成就神救赎的工作。
And he has already come. He has already come to earth and accomplish the work of God's work of redemption.
但是神的话
，as God's word，
常常在我里面来提醒我们。
May His word continue to remind us.
但是神的光常在里面来开启我们。
May His light be shine within us and enlighten us.
好像这光越过越明亮。
That we may become, that the light within us may grow brighter and brighter.
对他认识越过越清楚。
That we be able to know him more and more.
好像越过越渴慕、爱慕他，来得着他，也来侍奉他，来爱他，来跟随他。
That as we may continue and love him more and know him more.
我讲到这里。
This concludes my sharing.
我们简单用你祷告。
Let's have a simple word of prayer.
我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你实在是那个太初就有的道。
You are the word that was in the beginning.
你实在是神的儿子。
You are the son of God.
你实在是神的自己。
You are God himself.
你今天来到地上。
Where you came to earth.
成就神的救赎工作。
To accomplish the redemptive work of God.
把这个救恩带给我们。
And you have saved us.
我们今天都在这个恩典里面已经丰丰满满领受了。
And we have received you fully.
但是我们还求你更多来怜悯我们。
We pray that you may continue to be merciful to us.
叫你的光越过越明亮在我们心中。
That your light may grow brighter and brighter within us.
叫你的恩典更多充满在我们里面。
And you fill us more with your grace.
好叫我们看见你实在是那万有主。
That we may be able to see that you are the Lord of all.
好叫我们看见你实在是那荣耀主。
That you are the Lord of glory.
好像在属灵生命上越过有追求，越过有长进的时候。
May you give us further growth in our spiritual life.
就愿意宝贝我们主耶稣基督。
And help us to treasure our Lord Jesus more.
我们愿意更多得着你自己。
That we may be able to receive you more.
我们愿意让也更多得着我们。
May you have us as well.
当你早晨所教导的话，你自己亲自来带领我们。
But you came to lead us this morning.
叫这些话一直存留在我们心中。
May you store your word within our hearts.
叫这些话最终成就在你的教会当中。
That all of you said will be accomplished in your church.
叫你的旨意最终成就在你的教会。
That your will may be accomplished in your church.
再次把感谢赞美归给你。
We give all the praise and thanks to you.
我们这样祷告都靠主耶稣基督求。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.